It's election day. At this moment, at polls across the country, voters are deciding the outcome of races for 36 state governorships, 34 Senate seats, and all 435 spots in the House of Representatives. Control of the Congress hangs in the balance. Our election team is following all of the tight races, and NPR will be staying with the story throughout the evening as returns come in. But the election isn't the only big story out there today. There's more news from the troubled world of accounting. William Webster says he may resign as the head of the new Federal Accounting Oversight Board because of continuing controversy over his appointment. Webster was named to the post by the Securities and Exchange Commission despite the fact that just last year he served as audit committee chairman for a company accused of fraud. Today, Webster's troubles intensified because of a report that a major accounting firm is accusing him of providing false and misleading statements about its work. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Webster told the New York Times that he is willing to resign from the board if he concludes that he is impeding its ability to function. His comments came just as reports were surfacing that Webster is named in a lawsuit filed by the accounting firm BDO Seidman. Seidman was the auditor of U.S. Technologies while Webster served as its audit committee chairman, and Webster approved a decision to fire the firm. Seidman officials say the firm was fired because it had complained about the company's internal controls, and it accused Webster of making false and misleading statements about what happened. Webster has denied any wrongdoing, but the lawsuit seemed to cast a new shadow over his tenure on the board. Critics like Democratic Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts said his departure would probably be a good thing.
It's impossible to know what happened at that firm, but because the marketplace needs to have a cloud removed from it, I think it's wise for Mr. Webster to just voluntarily step aside so that someone can be appointed now that helps to restore investor confidence in the investing marketplace.
Webster has a lifetime of government service, having been head of both the CIA and the FBI, but his appointment to the Accounting Oversight Board has tarnished his name. The board was created by Congress last summer amid complaints that major auditing firms didn't do enough to stop the recent accounting scandals at companies like Enron and WorldCom. Many critics had wanted the Bush administration to name a strong shareholder activist to the post, but SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt turned instead to Webster. Not long after his appointment, reports surfaced that Webster had been audit committee chairman at U.S. Technologies, which now faces fraud allegations, and that Pitt had failed to pass on this information to his fellow commissioners before the vote. The scandal has intensified calls for Pitt's resignation. Webster has been hurt by association, and the Seidman lawsuit can only further damage his effectiveness, says Julia Grant, associate professor of accounting at Case Western Reserve University.
Since he did not have a strong amount of experience in the area of accounting regulation and this sort of oversight, he was very dependent on his reputational strength for lending credibility to his appointment. So this undermines that, and it makes it worrisome.
Grant says the suit will complicate Webster's tenure in other ways. It means he will be locked in a legal battle with one of the firms the board is supposed to regulate. Despite that, SEC officials continue to express support for Webster. A spokeswoman for the agency says Pitt remains confident of Webster's integrity and believes he will make an excellent chairman. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.